Secretary of State Colin Powell left Washington today for South Asia. His itinerary includes stops in India and Pakistan, where he'll try to defuse the latest crisis involving the two nuclear-armed neighbors. India is threatening military action unless Pakistan does more to stop attacks from armed groups operating out of Pakistani territory. But Powell's overall mission is to maintain international support for the U.S. campaign against terrorism and the reconstruction of Afghanistan. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has a report.
As the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan winds down, the International Coalition Against Terrorism is turning more attention to the future of that scarred country. It has a new government, led by interim Prime Minister Hamid Karzai. But Afghanistan has little else. The government desperately needs money for basic operations, such as paying security forces and civil servants. According to a preliminary assessment released today by the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank, Afghanistan will need about $15 billion in aid over the next 10 years. Secretary Powell plans to visit Kabul on this trip, and in a CNN interview, he said he plans to reassure Prime Minister Karzai that the international community will stand behind him.
A lot of people are waiting to help, and a lot of resources are going to be available. We are in the process of getting access to Afghan money that's been held in various accounts around the world, so that he'll have money in which to start the rebuilding process in Afghanistan.
The United States is holding $221 million in Afghan government assets. U.S. officials say Washington plans to release the assets, most of it in gold reserves belonging to the Afghan Central Bank and held at the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank. The Clinton administration froze the funds in 1999 because Afghanistan's former Taliban regime gave shelter to Osama bin Laden. He was wanted in the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. The United Nations lifted sanctions on the Afghan Central Bank last week, and Treasury Department spokeswoman Tasia Scalinos says the U.S. now is in the process of turning over the assets.
We are working to enable the Afghan Interim Authority to assume custody of these assets in the very near future and to help the Interim Authority meet critical operating expenses. The Treasury Department is working very closely with the Department of State to make these funds available as soon as we possibly can.
William Wexler worked on counterterrorism issues at the National Security Council when the Afghan assets were frozen. He says the U.S. needs to monitor very carefully what happens to the funds when released.
Is this just handed over to the new Afghanistan government, or are there some sort of strings attached? Is there going to be some sort of monitoring of how this money is used? Is it going to go for the police and the other infrastructure that Afghanistan so desperately needs? Or is it, like so many times we have seen in this part of the world, is the money just going to go in a warlord's pocket?
Terms of the release of assets are being worked out, but a U.S. government official says the funds could be available before the end of the week. But Afghanistan will need much, much more than the return of assets. Secretary Powell will discuss that issue with other donor nations at an international aid conference on Afghanistan beginning Monday in Tokyo. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.